After the current contract expires December 29th, dock workers from Maine to Texas will likely go on strike. That's how the president of the union representing the dock workers put it after negotiations broke down this week. Joe Bonney is an editor for the Journal of Commerce, and he's covered the dock workers union, called the ILA, for about three decades.
If there is a strike, it'd be the first coast-wide strike the ILA has had in East and Gulf Coast ports since 1977.
Bonney says it would shut down all the major container ports, which handle goods ranging from clothing to electronics to auto parts. If those things aren't getting moved on or off ships, it'll set off a chain reaction that affects businesses and consumers much farther inland. A safety specialist closes the large, heavy door of an empty 40-foot shipping container at Bridge Terminal Transport in Charlotte. Tom Zervos is the terminal manager.
That came in from China.
The container had been full of sandals. One of Bridge Terminal's truckers picked it up from the port of Charleston, delivered the sandals to Spartanburg, and then brought the empty container here.
Everything we do is to and from the ports.
Zervos says the company's Charlotte terminal has 57 drivers. Almost all of them truck to and from the Charleston and Savannah ports, which are two of the biggest on the East Coast. Zervo says Charlotte is the perfect distance. Truckers can make it there and back daily. The terminal here brings in roughly $150,000 of revenue a week. But Zervo says if a strike shuts down the ports, his business basically comes to a standstill.
I guess everyone's just hoping it doesn't happen, but it's not looking that way. A week or two, we could survive that no problem, I would think. But I mean, anything longer than that? It could get ugly.
And there are hundreds of other Charlotte companies that are also directly connected to the ports, whether through interstates, railroads, or airlines.
Economically, it's a big, big part of Charlotte.
That's Erin Watkins. She's the Charlotte Chamber's Senior Director of Research. She says distribution and warehousing is one of the top industries in Mecklenburg County, so a strike at the ports could have a huge impact. The dock workers and ocean liners could still come to an agreement before their contract expires December 29th. But as of now, there are no further negotiations scheduled. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.